Dry weather this summer is expected to diminish the fall hay and corn silage harvest. Some dairy farmers will have to buy their feed elsewhere to make up for the smaller crop. But those prices are very high. Jefferson County Cornell Cooperative Extension dairy livestock educator Ron Cook says farmers will make sure they have enough food for their herd, but are considering several options, including culling.
They will have enough feed to feed their animals. They're going to make sure of that by a lot of means, by either culling or buying more forage or reallocating forages to different groups of cows. Most are going to wait until after corn silage is in and wait till all their forages are stored. Then they can take an inventory and, you know, they have a pretty good idea how much feed they need per day or per week or per month and match that up with their inventories. And then they can decide whether to sell cattle, buy feed, board heifers out. There's a lot of different options they could do.
Despite New York farmers being in a better position than Midwest and Western states that are more impacted by the drought, New York Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy Julie Suarez says they still face difficult business decisions.
As the harvest is starting to come in more and more, our members are starting to assess what they have, the quality of their forage and the quantity of their forage. And now, you know, all of our dairy farmer members need to really make some smart business decisions about how many cows they're going to carry through the winter, what their cull rates will be, and what's a good time, because you also want to make sure that you're not flooding the market with cattle all at the same time.
The availability of food for dairy cows varies widely throughout the Northeast. AgriMark dairy economist Bob Wellington notes that there aren't many alternative feed options.
If they have to buy their feed, and corn is $8 a bushel or more, and alfalfa hay is at record high levels, do they want to go and buy that feed at those expensive prices? Either the feed suffers and the cow's production will suffer, or they have to decide that they're just going to have to go with a smaller number of animals. They want to keep the health up and their milk production up, and it may be the only way to get to do that is to have fewer animals with the available feed.
The Farm Bureau's Julie Suarez expects a slightly higher cull rate if a farmer chooses that option.
We've got two factors that are weighing in right now. Not only is the drought impacting our forages, but also our milk prices have been trending downward the past couple months. And a lot of the national factors that weigh into milk prices, we haven't yet seen be reflected in the market right now. So we'll have to see where those prices go, and that will weigh into a farmer's business decisions as well.
Cooperative Extension's Ron Cook believes most New York farmers are close to having enough feed.
We're no danger in the Northeast of gutting whole herds. Most farms have a culling rate each year of about 30%. So maybe they'll up it to 35%. Those are just raw numbers. Each farm is different. But we're not in any danger here of whole farms going out of business because of a forage shortfall.
Most culled cattle are lower production animals and those with health issues or defects. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.